The gist for What's Up, Doc? Number 1. Lauren Stiles of Dysautonomia International on what's exciting her right now. The first of Health Rising's What's Up, Doc? Zoom interviews with ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, long COVID, etc. experts features Lauren Stiles, the founder of Dysautonomia International. The What's Up, Doc? Interviews focus on what's exciting these experts right now, but I first had to ask Lauren about the illness story which led her to create Dysautonomia International. See the video at the top of the blog in the text version of the article. Lauren was a healthy, athletic, environmental lawyer when a ski accident caused a compression of her spine and intracranial hypertension, high pressure in her brain. It took Lauren 2 years before she self-diagnosed herself with postural orthostatic tachycardia, or POTS, from her hospital bed. Her ski accident damaged her autonomic nervous system, which tweaked her immune system, which then destroyed most of the small nerve fibers in her body. After another convoluted journey, she ultimately came to find that Sjogren's syndrome, a disease she believes is greatly underdiagnosed, had triggered her POTS. IVIG treatment, which came with its own set of serious issues, helped greatly. Check out Lauren's full story here in the link in the text version of the article. In 2012, Lauren founded Dysautonomia International, the leading nonprofit researching, educating, and advocating about autonomic nervous system conditions. Because dysautonomia is the one factor that shows up in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, POTS, long COVID, etc., Lauren has her eyes on things happening in all these diseases. She believes these diseases are more alike than different. Things like small fiber neuropathy, antibodies that disrupt the autonomic and sensory nerves, inflammation, and metabolic abnormalities appear to pervade all these diseases. Her assertion that if we find something in one disease, it will likely show up in the other diseases brought to mind Avindra Nath's belief that if we solve one, we will solve them all. Tying all these strange and mostly neglected diseases, ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, POTS, and long COVID together, Lauren asserted that chronic autonomic dysfunction is going to lead to chronic immune dysfunction. That made sense, as the autonomic nervous system is a major regulator of the immune system. The tie that binds all these diseases together is some sort of autonomic impairment. That made me think of fibromyalgia. Studies indicate that dysautonomia could be contributing to everything from pain to sleep problems to problems standing or orthostatic intolerance. Yet few fibromyalgia patients are ever tested for orthostatic intolerance, and fibromyalgia is rarely studied in conjunction with its close relatives. Lauren noted that very early in the course of their illness, people with rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease already exhibit autonomic dysfunction. She explained that during an infection, the autonomic nervous system explodes into action, sometimes to the point of no return, which brings us to a possible ANS tamer, vagus nerve stimulation, or VNS. Dysautonomia International has funded 3 successful VNS trials in autonomic nervous system diseases, and Lauren is excited about the potential VNS holds for POTS, long COVID, ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, etc. Parasim, a European VNS company, is attempting to get approval for its device in the US this year. Turning to the $1.6 million NIH Recover Initiative for long COVID, Laura, who has sat on several recovery communities, described a mostly out-of-touch effort that never took patient engagement or experts from the ME/CFS or other post-infectious illnesses seriously. She said, "When you give nearly $2 billion to people with no expertise in post-viral syndromes, don't be surprised when what you get is something that's disconnected with what the patients actually need." And she does not believe that Recover is improving. Remarkably, POTS did not have an ICD, or International Classification of Diseases, code that enabled doctors to electronically document its existence until October 2022. Having one now makes it possible to understand how prevalent POTS is, the cost of treating it, it helps with disability, and it has prompted pharmaceutical companies to start digging into POTS for the first time. Lauren was excited about Stanford research showing that insulin resistance may be contributing to POTS and vice versa. And the new stat, now called Lumina, earpiece, that measures blood flows to the brain. That device should help validate these diseases in the eyes of doctors and give patients and doctors a way to evaluate treatments and improve pacing. It should be available in November. Another subject of great potential for these illnesses is something called ganglionitis, which refers to immune-triggered damage to the nerve bundles that relay autonomic and sensory signals to the brain. Ganglionitis could explain many of the strange sensory as well as the autonomic nervous system problems in these diseases. Lauren is much better now, but after being bedridden for years, she knows how tough this illness can be and how hard it can be to keep going. She said, though, that so much research is going on, she felt strongly confident we will see better treatment soon. Health Rising's quickie summer donation drive is underway. You can support us by using the donation widget at the bottom of this blog or with a check, Amazon gift card, or Bitcoin gift.